urging the government to follow up the case of the CIA-backed coup against Iran. The Iranian parliament has urged the government to follow up the case of the 1953 CIA-engineered coup against the then-administration of Iran through international bodies.
The decision by the Iranian parliament came only days after the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency, CIA, officially published documents for the first time about its involvement in the 1953 coup against the Iranian government.
In their Sunday open session, the Iranian lawmakers approved the first and second articles of the bill earlier voted in favor by a majority of MPs. Under the first article, the Iranian administration will be bound to form a committee to assess the material and non-material damages arising from the 1953 coup against the then Prime Minister Mohammad Mossadegh and provide the parliament with ways to claim the redress. The second article of the bill obliges the administration to follow up the claims through relevant national and international bodies after the claims are calculated.
The committee, which will report to the parliament on a quarterly basis, is comprised of the foreign minister, prosecutor general, intelligence minister, economy minister, as well as heads of the parliamentary committees on national security and foreign policy, legal and judiciary affairs, and planning and budgets. The committee has been tasked with calculating the compensations and following up the case through national and international channels.
The open acknowledgement by the U.S. intelligence community comes some 6 decades after the British and American-backed military overthrow. The U.S. role in the coup was openly referred to by former U.S. Secretary of State Madeleine Albright in 2000, and by U.S. President Barack Obama in a 2009 speech in Cairo. In August 1953, the British and U.S. intelligence agencies initiated a coup by the Iranian military, setting off a chain of events, including riots on the streets of Iran's capital, Tehran, that led to the overthrow and arrest of Mossadegh 4 days later.
After the CIA officially published its secret documents regarding its key role in the 1953 coup, the Iranian parliament seriously followed up the case in order to regain the trampled rights of the Iranian nation. U.S. involvement in the coup is yet another proof to the warmongering and domineering aspect of the United States, which still continues today against different nations. We want to make the world realize that the U.S. has a long history of meddling in the internal affairs of other countries, and what is happening today in the region is the result of the interfering policies of Washington, which only leads to unrest and chaos.
Former Iranian Prime Minister played a key role in the country's 1951 movement that resulted in the nationalization of Iran's oil industry. The coup saw the formation of an absolute U.S.-backed monarchy under Iran's last Shah, Mohammad Reza Pahlavi, who was overthrown years later after the victory of the Islamic Revolution in 1979. Saman Kujuri, Press TV, Tehran.